It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're going to be talking about some new programs and initiatives Columbia College is putting in place to help connect students to the workforce and in turn help the local businesses and the economy. Dr. Klaus Tenbergen, Columbia College's Dean of Career Technical Education and Economic Development, is joining us in studio, as well as the college's Fire Technology Program Coordinator, Shane Warner. Good morning to both of you, and thank you for coming in.
Good morning, BJ. Thank you for having us.
Good morning, BJ.
I'll start first with Dr. Tenbergen. You know, first off, tell us about your background and your role at Columbia College.
So as you mentioned, I'm the Dean of Career Technical Education and Economic Development at Columbia College. I'm in my fourth year, and at Columbia, I oversee the following CTE programs, which include automotive technology, business administration, child development, computer and communication technology, digital media, emergency medical services, entrepreneurship, forestry, natural resources, geography, information system, hospitality management, office technology, water resource management, welding technology, and last but not least, fire technology.
And the apprenticeship initiative has been a relatively new undertaking in recent years that you've been behind. You know, what programs has the college had to this point?
So we have currently three apprenticeship programs, one in hospitality management, where we have employer partners, namely Black Oak Casino Resort and Evergreen Rush Creek Lodge, as well as Jackson Rancheria. We currently have 54 registered apprentices with the Department of Apprenticeship Standard, and the grant funding for the Hospitality Management Initiative expires in December 2019. The second initiative, where we work with employer partners, namely EDCA, Head Start, the Resource Connection, the Columbia College Childcare Center, the Senior Youth Partnership, / the Tuolumne County PM Club. We currently have there 35 registered apprentices with over 75 applications to date. But we also had so many applicants that we have applied for a time extension, which will give us the ability to register more apprentices in the semesters to come. And last but not least, we received funding for a pre-apprenticeship in fire science, where we have open access workshop based on career exploration in fire science. Currently, we have 93 pre-apprentices in this program, and some of the examples of workshop include a field trip to the Air Tacker base in Columbia, low-angle rope rescue, drones fire mapping, a presentation by CalJack, the only apprenticeship program in California, firehouse meal preparation, as well as exploring careers in fire science.
Turn over to Shane Warner, who, as we mentioned, is Columbia College's Fire Technology Program Coordinator. Anything else to add about that new program that's being offered?
The new program has been very successful at the high school levels and as well as in the college levels. We try to integrate every time that we do programs like this. We always try and focus on the high school students and the surrounding area students that are coming into the college. And I think one of the main things that we try and focus on is just trying to be good mentors to those students that are coming in, and try and focus on giving them a great opportunity to come in and learn about the fire science program.
And the Fire Academy just had its reaccreditation, correct?
Yes, it did. We just got reaccredited through the state of California. The members that come out from the State Fire Training Agency, they come out to look at our best practices and what we're doing correctly as far as being in line with the state, as far as the testing process. The new testing process that they just implemented is going to give students that receive the Firefighter 1 certification, the IFSAC and Pro Board certification, that will enable them to go across the United States and be able to display their Firefighter 1 certificate to any fire department in the United States for a job.
So previously, could they just get a job in California straight out of the academy?
They could. There's a firefighter one currently that is being offered through the state of California that is good only in California. So those students that did receive that are getting jobs out there. But we thought that this would be a little bit more appreciative on the students' part, is probably getting them certified with the state, as well as being accredited through the whole United States with having this firefighter one certificate.
Obviously, we hope to keep some of those firefighters locally here, but that has to be kind of a big benefit for those students to be able to have the flexibility to go to Washington, Oregon, wherever they choose to go after college.
Yeah, now that you mentioned that, we do have a alumni member, a female student that just got a job with the Philly Fire Department back east, and she's been posting on our social media site for the Columbia College Fire Academy, and just posting, you know, positive thoughts and positive things that, you know, letting students know that if you have a dream, that you can go and achieve those goals and the dreams.
Are there some requirements for the apprenticeship program for students that want to get into that?
No, basically they sign up and they're just basically we're taking them under our wing and just kind of showing them the direction of what, you know, needs to be done as far as education, and as far as, you know, just kind of good mentoring and making sure that they understand that this is going to be a tough job to get into, but if they put forth the work and the effort, that they'll get there.
What are the types of training and things that they'll go through?
Some of the types of training that they go through is everything from low angle rope rescue, learning about the ICS 100 and 200 system, which is a command system that's used all over the United States. They get their IFSTA training, which is everything from their basic firefighter level training all the way on up to a live fire training towards the end of the academy.
And going back to Dr. Tenberg and the other apprenticeship initiatives that you talked about earlier, like the hospitality as well as the child development, have they been effective to this point? Are you seeing good results?
As we mentioned, we had 48 spots available in the hospitality management apprenticeship initiative, which were filled between the two industry partners very rapidly. We have another plus minus 100 students/potential students interested in this hospitality management program in the apprenticeship, which requires 288 hours of related supplementary instruction, basically our lectures, and 2,000 hours of OJT on the job training at one of our industry partners. So there is enormous interest, not only from participants, but also from different employers. And we're reaching out as far as Mariposa and Calaveras, because they are also part of our service area to address a need of an industry, which is probably, after healthcare, one of the largest industries in our county. And there is an enormous amount of job openings, which is also always very appealing, not only to the students, but also to us when we provide training in an area where there's a big need of employment.
Great opportunity to get that firsthand training. Is it a pretty competitive process to get in?
Yes, we have, because we're working with a casino resort, actually with two casino resorts, and maybe a third one soon. They're still building it in the Jackson area. They have, of course, different employment requirements than, for example, Rush Creek or Evergreen would have. But because we're providing open access to those opportunities, if somebody out of whatever reason is not able to work at a casino due to age, due to background, due to educational requirements, then they have the opportunity to interview at one of our other industry partners.
Have you been hearing much feedback? The apprentices that are going into the program, are they going to carry out and stay in that field?
Well, I always called the apprenticeship program a prolonged job interview. The hope was, in especially Black Oak Casino Resort, always said right from the get-go, we're not doing it because we like Shane or we like Klaus. We're doing it in our own selfish need, because we need to fill our job openings. I believe Black Oak currently employs around 1,000 team members, and they have another opportunity for another 100 to come on board.
People going into the program, people are always wondering about fees or how much it costs. Are there any fees to get into the program?
Currently, the apprenticeship programs is cost-free to the participants. The apprenticeship program provides anything from textbooks, which we hand out as loaners to the students, to uniform requirements, as well as tools needed. So the hospitality management students will get knives as needed, or baking and pastry tools as needed. And we even pick up the tuition for the classes the student take.
And you mentioned the funding is thanks to a state grant, is that correct?
That's correct. The funding comes from the state. However, the funding, as I mentioned earlier on, expires in December 2019, which means we're looking into a possibility to sustain these efforts because the need continues to fill positions throughout the county and beyond. As you heard with the Fire Academy, our charge is, of course, to recruit and to fill the needs in our own areas. However, we realize that people who are trained at Columbia College are placed into the workforce way beyond our own service area.
Need to take a break. We're talking with a pair of guests from Columbia College on this weekend's Motherload Views, Dr. Klaus Tenbergen, who is Columbia College's Dean of Career Technical Education and Economic Development, as well as Columbia College's Fire Technology Program Coordinator, Shane Warner. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our second segment in just a minute.